Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí say crime in Donegal is down as a result of the lockdown. Discussions are ongoing to vaccinate residents at St Colmkill's village in Clonmany. However, no exact time frame has been established. Meanwhile, a Donegal INTO representative says public health advice was key in the planned phase return for special education. And latest figures show an increase in hoax calls to the Donegal Fire Service. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news though, Gardaí say crime in Donegal is down as a result of the lockdown. While recent figures show crime figures have decreased, over 30 people were arrested for drink or drug driving in the county last month. 17 arrests were made for drug driving and 14 for drink driving related offences. Meanwhile, over the past week alone, quantities of ecstasy, cannabis and cocaine have been seized by Gardaí in various locations in Donegal. Garda Niall Maguire is warning people against complacency.
Recent figures show that since the lockdown began, crime figures are down right across the board. It's probably due to the fact that there are less people moving about, and we know there's there is less cars on the road. There's more people keeping an eye on their buildings, and people are more aware, maybe through the likes of ourselves and appeals and stuff, that crime and burglaries still go on. Reports of burglaries are down, for instance, and why is this a good thing? We're not celebrating. We still want people not to become complacent, and it's important as ever to be mindful that the criminals are still out there and still take your relevant precautions to your personal and private security. One of the big things that's happened this last few weeks, we've had quite a number of successful drug seizures. Again, it's not something we're celebrating, but it is a positive from our point of view. Yeah. Not kidding ourselves or anyone else to think that we're getting anything more than the tip of the iceberg. There's huge amounts of drugs in Donegal, as there is in every other county in Ireland and all around the world. We seized ecstasy, just this week alone, ecstasy, cannabis and cocaine were seized. This is also evident, I suppose, one of the indicators for us in the level of drugs is the level of drug driving that we're detecting as well. And again, I'm not kidding you either. We're not getting the tip of the iceberg either when it comes to drug driving.
The government is under increasing pressure to cancel the Leaving Cert exams. A number of opposition TDs have said they don't think physical exams will be workable this year. That's despite the teaching unions calling for them, with the TUI saying practicals and orals should go ahead. Social Democrats TD Gary Cannon says he doesn't believe the lack of in-class time for 6 years is a barrier to calculated grades being used.
So actually a lot of schools have actually, in the absence of state going has been given out, what I've found from a lot of schools is they've actually been given exams all the way through as a way of understanding, having a contingency plan for the sake that actually they recognise that the pandemic was still very much with us. So a lot of schools have been given exams all the way through. Now that's not universal and there will be problems there, but the problems with the fact that some schools have been given exams and others haven't, and not as great as the fact that we're not going to be able to have the traditional Leaving Cert in any form.
Meanwhile, a Donegal INTO representative says public health advice was key in the planned phase return for special education. Special schools are due to reopen at 50% capacity on February the 11th, while classes in mainstream schools for pupils with special needs will resume later in the month. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Central Executive Community Representative for Donegal with the INTO, Anya McGinley, says the agreement reached can ensure a safe return for all staff and pupils.
Well, the first thing I suppose really to acknowledge is that the INTO have worked very closely with the department and with FORSA over the last 2 weeks to seek the safety assurances, the risk mitigation measures and resources for teachers. The public health advice are happy with this phased return. It is a proportionate, but it is a phased return, and it's led by up-to-date public health advice. And that is very, very, very important. And that's an important measure that will help teachers and staff return to schools.
The Sinn Féin leader says the chief medical officer has set down a realistic position on holidays this summer. Dr. Tony Hulihan has warned that people should not be expecting to visit beaches that are not in their own localities. It follows promotions by Ryanair, which were encouraging international travel this summer. Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald says she believes everyone should stay at home.
I won't be travelling anywhere off the island this summer, and I think the reality is that that will be the case for everyone. And I know that is bad news for the tourism industry, for our airline carriers and so on. But as I see it now, and I heard Dr. Holohan speaking, I think he has set out the real position.
There are 447 new cases of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland and 17 additional deaths. 9 of the people passed away in the past 24 hours. 716 patients are in hospital with the virus there, including 66 in intensive care. Over 258,000 COVID-19 vaccines have been administered so far in the north. Well, British Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove says damage has been done and urgent action is needed after the EU tried to restrict coronavirus vaccines crossing the border into the north. On Friday, Brussels threatened to bring in restrictions in a row with AstraZeneca over supplies, but later backtracked. It said to rise in tensions in Northern Ireland with some physical Brexit checks suspended at ports after threats against port workers. UK Minister Michael Gove says the situation has to be resolved.
We will work over coming days to fix the difficulties on the ground, to preserve the gains of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement, and of course to uphold Northern Ireland's place as an integral part of our United Kingdom.
Discussions are ongoing to vaccinate residents at St Colmkills Village in Clonmany. However, no exact time frame has been established. As part of the national COVID-19 vaccination programme, all over 65s and long-term facilities were due to be vaccinated by January the 24th, but with no nurses working on site in Clonmany, the centre is set to fall between two stools. Cathal Doherty, whose father lives in the facility, says while it's positive that discussions are taking place, concerns still remain.
We are aware of ongoing discussions and we are grateful for ongoing discussions, and look, we do appreciate everybody's time on this matter. Last night I received a call probably just after 9 p.m, which does prove that there is ongoing discussions going behind the scenes and people are working late at night in this. It's just that it can't seem to move forward the way we needed to move forward. So the phone call last night was basically to state that they have agreed to vaccinate St. Colmkill, but it could be anywhere to a month before this is completed. And I don't believe that to be acceptable. And I don't think anybody else should. They reckon it could be the end of the February. But that's not even a promise. It's just somebody stating that that's what they hope. But also, there is another fear for us, is that they're going to come in and they're just going to include the residents in the same role as everyone else. And why I'm saying that would be different is because we have to remember these residents can't self-isolate. And what they're talking about doing maybe is possibly over 85s. All they want is to be equally treated. All they want is the same as any other long-term care resident got. And it's not a lot to ask for. And, you know, I think they're entitled to it. And these residents are quite aware they haven't been vaccinated. They don't understand the difference between a nurse-led home and a care-led home. That doesn't matter.
The Health Minister is being urged to clarify the timeline as to when pharmacists and their frontline staff can expect to receive their vaccinations against COVID-19. It comes as almost 70 pharmacists in Donegal have sent a joint letter offering to play their part in the rollout of the vaccination programme. Every year, including this year, GPs and pharmacies have worked together to distribute approximately 1.7 million doses of the flu vaccine. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says there's no reason why, with proper planning, that this couldn't also be the case for the COVID-19 vaccinations.
We all know that pharmacists and their staff have made huge sacrifices in the public interest. They've stayed open throughout this crisis. They've been at the front line assisting our people throughout. So absolutely, they really need a date for when they and their staff can be vaccinated. And it's not just about protecting themselves. They want to assist with the vaccination programme. They have, you know, immense resources across the state that can assist with that, really, really critical intervention and speed it up. And also another issue that they require is PPE equipment. It's quite remarkable that these things are being delayed.
And their concerns, as you mentioned, are more than justified. Like, they are more than willing to vaccinate people, but they too themselves need to be protected in the first instance.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I actually think it's astonishing at this stage that we have so many pharmacists and their staff writing to TDs across Donegal looking for something as basic as additional PPE, having to ask that they would be vaccinated so that they can deliver vaccines and speed up that programme. It is actually astonishing. So we would expect an urgent attention to this from the Minister and for the Minister and the powers that be to get their act together.
The Letterkenny Garda Division will be redoubling their efforts this week with extra checkpoints operating on a larger scale from tomorrow. Anybody who is undertaking an essential journey is being advised to expect delays and allow extra time for their journey. If a driver is found in breach of non-essential travel regulations, they and all adult passengers can be fined. Latest figures show an increase in hoax calls to the Donegal Fire Service. In 2018, there were 7 hoax calls, but that increased to 13 in 2019. In total, the fire service attended 456 fires in 2019, down from 588 the previous year. Crews attended 139 road traffic collisions in 2019, compared to 173 the year before. There were a total of 825 call-outs across 2019, down from 916 in 2018. An expected 4-year delay to a plan to overhaul eating disorder treatment in Ireland has been described as unforgivable. Ireland's eating disorder treatment plan could take almost 9 years to roll out when the original aim was 5. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says there is no excuse for such a long delay.
Really and truly, there's no reason why this couldn't be done by the end of next year at the latest. And for the HSE to turn around and say that they want to extend the time period out for another 5 years, it's unforgivable, really, and it's not what the sufferers need, and it's blatantly needed to have the service in place.
An organised prostitution investigation unit has been set up by An Garda Síochána. Officers will police all aspects of organised criminality within the sex trade, including the enforcement of legislation criminalising the purchase of sexual services. Gardaí say a man and a woman are currently before the courts charged with multiple offences in relation to organised prostitution, brothel keeping, money laundering and fraud and related offences in the Greater Dublin area. The unit has been actively targeting organised prostitution and brothel keeping, and the Garda National Protective Services Bureau have also been investigating attacks on people within the sex trade.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Kickstart your running with top brand footwear at michaelmurphysports.ie. Free nationwide delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Starting with soccer, and Derry City have announced that Hull City defender Danny Lupano is joining the Brandywell club on a 6-month loan deal as preparations for the new season gather apace. The 20-year-old Belgian really impressed in his brief spell at Derry at the start of last season before the pandemic put paid to the move after just 4 games. Lupano spent the second half of 2020 at King's Lynn Town, but took little convincing to give it another go in the SSE Electricity League once City boss Declan Devine came calling. And it's hoped the new League of Ireland Premier Division will get up and running in March. But of course, that could all change. As it stands, the plans are to begin the new season on Friday the 19th of March. After the fixtures were released yesterday, Finn Harps, they kick off with their first game at home to Bohemians, while Derry, they'll be travelling away to newly promoted Longford Town on the 20th. Cross-channel, Arsenal are looking to extend their unbeaten Premier League run to 8 matches this evening. Mikel Arteta's side are away to Wolves. That one gets underway at 6 o'clock. And there's a meeting of the bottom two at the same time, with Sheffield United playing host to West Brom. Manchester United, they can pull level in points with leaders Manchester City when they take on Southampton at 8:15. And at the same time, Newcastle, they welcome Crystal Palace to St James's Park. In the Championship tonight, the leaders Norwich, they're away to Millwall. Bournemouth play Sheffield Wednesday. Coventry, they're up against Nottingham Forest. Rotherham, they play Derby County, and bottom club Wycombe Wanderers, they're up against Birmingham City. Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Neil Lennon feels his players need to take responsibility for their own poor performances. They'll try to respond to Saturday's 2-1 defeat to St Mirren when they face Kilmarnock tonight. Kick-off on this one is 7:45. Lennon says there's no point berating the players anymore as they're not responding.
I'm past the stage, you know, of ranting and raving, but we express a disappointment at the level of performance, and players have to look at themselves and go, can I play better? Can I get myself in better condition? Can I do more for the team? Can I do more for the club? Can I do more for the manager? Then the answer is yes.
Before that game, there's 2 games at 6 o'clock. Aberdeen, they entertain Livingstone, and Hibs, they go to St Mirren. In Irish Premier Division tonight, second place Larne, they travel to play Glenavon. Ballymena, they're up against Dungannon. Coleraine play Cloughtonville. Crusaders are up against Glentoran. The leaders Linfield, they play Portadown. And Warren Point, they take on bottom club Carrick Rangers. In other news cross-channel, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says tomorrow's game with Brighton will come too soon for new signings, Ozan Quebec and Ben Davis. The defenders were both signed on deadline day, with Joel Matip's season ended by an ankle injury. But Klopp says both players will need time to bed into the Liverpool squad. And Marcus Rojo, he has joined Boca Juniors from Manchester United for an undisclosed fee. It secures a permanent return to his homeland for Argentina after he spent the second half of last season on loan at Estudiantes. Rojo last played for United in November 2019. And Andre Villas-Boas has offered his resignation as Marseille head coach after they signed Oliver Nicham from Celtic. The midfielder joined the French club yesterday on an initial loan deal with an option to buy, but Villas-Boas says Nicham was a player he said no to, and he disagrees with Marseille's sporting and transfer policies. Moving on to rugby, and Paul O'Connell says he couldn't resist the chance to take a role on the Irish coaching staff. The former Irish international captain is offering the forwards his line-out expertise. Ireland's Six Nations campaign begins on Sunday away to Wales, but Caelan Doris and Quinn Roo won't be involved. Doris reported symptoms that could be associated with concussion, while Roo has a neck injury. They're replaced by Ryan Baird and Gavin Coombs. O'Connell says the offer to join Andy Farrell's coaching staff came as something of a surprise.
I was excited the minute he rang me, and I think he's got a really good environment here. The players enjoy it incredibly. They're very, I suppose, a very collaborative approach, which I would have seen when I was in with them last year, and whenever I speak to the players, whenever I've met them. So it was a great environment to join, and the opportunity excited me.
The French involvement in this year's Six Nations has been given the green light by their government. They had been seeking assurances regarding player safety amid the pandemic. However, hooker Camille Chat has been ruled out of their first three games with a calf injury. In Olympics news, Tokyo 2020, President Yoshiro Mori insists this summer's Olympics will go ahead regardless of what the coronavirus situation is. Parts of Japan are in a state of emergency after a spike in the number of cases. The games were postponed by a year from last summer, but the president is adamant that they will happen this time around. Finally, for this evening in horse racing, today's cancelled meeting at Limerick will instead take place on Friday, February the 19th. That's all your sport for this evening. There'll be more sport here in Highland after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news. Ministers have backed plans to introduce a law to ban new oil and natural gas exploration and extraction. Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, says the department will no longer accept new applications for exploration licences and there will be no future licensing rounds. Minister Ryan says it will send a powerful message within Ireland and internationally that Ireland will be moving away from fossil fuels towards a renewable future. A Donegal County Councillor is calling for a review into the tenant purchase scheme to be published as a matter of urgency. The scheme, which allows a pathway for people in social housing to buy out their home, had been previously deemed too rigid with a very low uptake over the years. A review of the scheme got underway around 2 years ago, but the details or possible overhaul to the terms and conditions have yet to be published. Local Councillor Martin McDermott says a lot of families locally want to avail of the scheme but are currently unable to do so.
I will be urging Minister O'Brien, have made representations to him to try to get that review urgently published, because there's a lot of people, as you say, sitting in limbo at the minute, waiting to see what the new scheme is going to hold, what the changes are going to be, that they will be able to buy out their house, the houses that they've been living in for the last 20, 30, 40 years. And it's really an urgent thing now that these people get the opportunity to buy those houses, and the scheme is made a lot easier than it was the first time, because, to be fair, the first time round it was extremely difficult for a lot of people to buy out their houses.
What is the reason, do you think, for the delay in publishing it, and do you remain hopeful that the new scheme will be different in terms of allowing people to buy their homes, maybe less stringent?
Well, I'm hopeful that it'll be different, because the uptake, as I say, in the first scheme didn't work. People weren't able to either come up with get the money because of the way that the 7,500 from employment and 7,500 from either social, but a number of the social things that people could be on wasn't included in that. So there was a lot of reasons why people weren't able to buy their house, and if people, especially elderly people that might have had some life savings over the period of their lifetime, they weren't able to use that money to buy out their houses, which was very, very difficult and a very, very hard thing for people that had a few pounds built up over their lifetime and weren't able to use it to buy their houses. So hopefully some of those things that was put into the review that was sent, we sent them in here from our own council when that review came up, to try to change some of those things that would allow a lot more easier access to people to buy their houses.
Insurance companies have defended their decision not to issue rebates to motorists despite fewer claims and lower traffic volumes due to the pandemic. It comes as a taxi group and opposition parties call for partial refunds similar to the small rebates issued last year. CEO of Insurance Ireland, Maya Murdoch, says reduced premiums alleviate the need for rebates.
The latest CSO figures, which have been published for 2020, are showing a 6.6% reduction in premiums for motor insurance. That is actually a significant reduction this year, and it actually is in excess of even the rebate that we saw last year.
Weather now, showers and longer spells of rain will continue this evening with a risk of some localised flooding. Rain will be persistent overnight in many places with lowest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí say crime in Donegal is down as a result of the lockdown. While recent figures show crime figures have decreased, over 30 people were arrested for drink or drunk driving in the county last month. Discussions are ongoing to vaccinate residents at St Colmkills Village in Clonmany. However, no exact time frame has been established. As part of the national COVID-19 vaccination programme, all over 65s in long-term facilities were due to be vaccinated by January the 24th, but with no nurses working on site in Clonmany, the centre is said to fall between two stools. The Health Minister is being urged to clarify the timeline as to when pharmacists and their frontline staff can expect to receive their vaccinations against COVID-19. It comes as almost 70 pharmacists in Donegal have sent a joint letter offering to play their part in the rollout of the vaccination programme. And the Letterkenny Garda Division will be redoubling their efforts this week with extra checkpoints operating on a larger scale from tomorrow. Anyone who is undertaking an essential journey is being advised to expect delays and allow extra time for their journey. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, February the 2nd. The death has taken place of TZ McTagg, Nae McElhinney, Carnaf Moville. TZ's remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral mass on Thursday in St Pius X Church Moville at 12 noon, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the residence fund of Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home Fawn or Porter Funeral Directors Buncrana. TZ's funeral mass can be viewed live on St Pius. In compliance with the HSE and government restrictions, the house, funeral and burial is strictly for family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Dylan Doherty, 17 Breen Park, Victoria Bridge, Strabane. Requiem mass can be viewed live from St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock via the parish webcam at parishofsionmills.com/media.html, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are strictly private to the immediate family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to hoist away Culdaff, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, Jackie Rosshead, Glengad Mallon. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay Mallon, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in Lucy Carndonagh Community Hospital Patient Comfort Fund. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of John Lina, Umla Carrigard. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed live on Meva Parish Facebook page. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Molly Mulligan, Borough Drama House, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Funeral will arrive at the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler on Thursday morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Stranorler Cemetery. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorler. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Karen Maguire, née Walsh, 48 Cathedral Hill, Raphoe, formerly Glencar Scotch, Letterkenny. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial is strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral from her late residence on Thursday morning going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Pieta House, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Mrs. Julia McNair, née Brown, Fay, Manor Cunningham, interment at Rye Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Lung and Fibrosis Association, care of any family member or Gibson's funeral director. Wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Robbie White, Drumboy Lifford. Requiem Mass can be viewed on St Patrick's Church Murlock webcam tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. No flowers, please. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, clonleeparish.com/webcam. And the death has taken place of Conal Byrne, Muckross, Kilcar. Remains are reposing at his home. Removal from his home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthus Church, Kilcar at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Cree or Cancer Care West, care of any family member. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral is private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted.